across the surface of the South Pole, freezing and hungry, both nearly to death. And I'm sitting here with a laptop, an empty bag of peanuts, and a Perrier. Thinking of the laptop made her feel she should finally be working. Dr. Howard was a few days behind on the latest research, and she reached for her carrying case under the seat. The man in the seat beside Amy coughed suddenly and violently. It was so strong that he doubled over his seatbelt and hit his forehead on the seat in front of him. His earbuds went flying, and Amy could hear tinny screams coming from the tablet. She turned to the man as he inflated slowly, like a Thanksgiving parade balloon. There were other hacking coughs behind her here and there. She suddenly felt a tickle deep in her chest. Like the sudden onset of flu, she cleared her throat. The tickling worsened. No sooner had Amy's neighbor started to settle back than a second cough threw him forward again. This time, he speckled the seat back with blood. Amy immediately scooched toward the aisle side armrest in case there was another spray of blood.
"Sorry, sorry," the man said in a thick New Zealand accent.
"Don't worry, I'm a doctor." She handed him the small bottle of Perrier.
"Drink this, I'll inform the flight attendant. We have to get you back on the ground."
Dr. Howard leaned into the aisle and looked for a flight attendant. No one was about. She felt a tickle in her throat. Dry recycled airplane air, she decided. Unbuckling her belt, she rose. Just as the tickle became a burning in her gut, she gripped the back of the seat in front of her as the pain intensified rapidly, hotter and more fiercely unsettled than indigestion. It rose swiftly up her throat and blew toward her mouth, causing a violent contraction of her neck muscles. She coughed, an eruption that brought blood and what felt like phlegm to the back of her mouth. Her mind raced, even as her body struggled. The peanuts? Contaminated beverages? Toxic air circulation? A Typhoid Mary on board? Amy leaned her chest against the seat back, swallowing and trying to rally. In the dim light of the cabin, she saw that she was the only one standing. As she sought to move into the aisle, the plane suddenly shuddered and dipped forward slightly. She fell against and slightly over the seat back. Below her, a young man was coughing hard into his hand.
"Christ!" he cried as he drew bloody fingers from his mouth.
Beside him, a woman was hacking up blood. The plane righted itself and the intercom came on. There was no message, only coughing and an aborted attempt by a flight attendant to advise the fastening of seatbelts. Almost at once, the plane nosed down again, steeper than before, and this time without recovering. There were screams now, interspersed with the coughs. Amy barely heard them as another fire rose in her esophagus. She could feel the inside flesh burning, blistering, dissolving. Was that even possible? The woman's knees folded. She fell to the floor between her seat and the one in front of it, landing scrunched in a fetal position. Her head flopped back as she coughed up blood in waves. It plumed up, then came down on her face, spilled down her chin. Looking straight up, she saw the big man beside her bent over the armrest, retching. In the glow of his tablet, she saw that it wasn't dinner her companion was spewing. It was him. His insides. His eyes were globes, and if the man's airway had been cleared, he might have screamed. So would she, but the heat rose again, bringing more than fire. Her throat and nasal passages were both clogged with a substance thicker than blood and more metallic tasting. She tried to turn over so her head would face down, so the stuff might drain. But the downward tilt of the aircraft and its screaming descent pressed her into the underseat storage. She couldn't scream, she couldn't breathe, she couldn't clear the liquid mass that filled her solidly from the stomach to her sinuses. Then she heaved and hacked, and the blockage surged forcefully from her mouth and nose. Her neighbor's blood and tissue did the same, and everywhere around her, she heard the gagging and retching and moans of the passengers.